Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Achello. We're now in Masachet Mila, Daf Yodetet Amud Bet, at the very top of the Amud. About to take a look at the second Mishnah, and we're going to look at the second and the rest of the Mishnayot in Perak Chamishi. Now we're going to look at different components coming together. A person benefited half a pruta's worth of Hekdesh, and was pogam another half pruta in some other part of Hekdesh. Shenanavish pruta b'davar achad, or we got hana'a in one thing, upagam b'shav pruta b'davar achar, and his pagam was in something else, lo ma'al, based on what we established, that there has to be pagima and hana'a in the same thing. Shenanavish pruta b'ifgom b'shav pruta b'davar achad. There we go. Now, ein moel achar moel b'mukdashin, which means once you've done me'ilah, the thing has already gone to chulin, and if you use it again, that's not a second me'ilah. Ela behema uklei sharet bilvad. An animal, we'll see which kind of animal, and klei sharet. Ketzar, rachav agabei behema. Let's say you rode on an animal with hekdesh. Uvachav over rachav, rachav over rachav. One after another rode on the animal. Kulan ma'alu. Shata b'kos shel zahav. And this is a kos that's being used as klei sharet. Vachav over shata, vachav over shata, kulan ma'alu. Everybody has is guilty of mi'ilah. Talash min achatat, vachav over talash, vachav over talash. Three different people pulled out wool from a chatat. Then kulan ma'alu. Now Rebbe Amar kol davar she'ein lo pidyon yesh bo moel achar moel. He gives what sounds like a slightly different rule, which is anything that is not subject to pidyon, moel achar moel applies. Let's see what that means. First of all, mani manitin, who's the author? Mishnah Menachemyei. Tanya ein moel achar moel ela bebehima bilvad. And Amishnah said klei sharet. Menachemyei Amar behima u klei sharet. My time at a Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say only behima? Kasov inyanu behima aktiv. The parsha of Me'ila is talking about behema, and there's a hint in that parsha that behema can remain subject to Me'ila even after it's used. It says be'el ha'asham. El ha'asham is the korban you're bringing, but you're moel be'el ha'asham, as it were. From Nechemya Marlach, his point is, sure, but kal v'chomer machirim mevili to shatan, if klei sharet can be makadish other things that come into it, who has all the kosher can serve, certainly it will remain kodesh even after being misused, and therefore moel ha'asham will apply. Rebbe Amar kol davar she'ein lo pidyon, etc. So what's his role? Hainu Tanakama. So Marava ikar b'nayu itzim. So Rava says one proposal is that they disagree about the status of a donation of wood, whether yesh moel achar moel. The Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omer harei ala itzim. We've seen this several times. So if chod b'shnei gzirin. So if you commit, this is the sugya tenem anachod, with what different commitments mean as far as a minimum donation goes. If you commit to bringing wood, you have to bring two logs. Rebbe Omer Eitzim Korban Hein. The Eitzim actually are themselves a Korban. Utu'unin Melach. So if you commit to bring Eitzim, they're seen as a Korban. They have to be salted. Utu'unin Trufa have to be lifted up like any other donation that goes on Mizbeach. So Amar Rav. And then Rav said in that context, the Divrei Rebbe Eitzim Tu'unin Eitzim. You have to put Eitzim under the Eitzim to burn them. V'yamar Papa and Divrei Rebbe Eitzim Trichin Kmitza. You have to take a little bit of bark from it as a Kmitza. Now, so that's what Rava says, therefore, Rebbe would say that Eitzim cannot be Nifteh, and therefore there's Moel Achar Moel. Now, Papa Amar, Kretsh Mizbeach Tumin, he says it's a very simple case, and that is if you're Makdish an animal to Mizbeach, and it's Tamim, V'nasu Balimumin, and they became a Balmum, V'var Shchatan, and you went on ahead nonetheless and shechted them, Iki B'nai, why? V'atayne, Kretsh Mizbeach Tumin, V'nasu Balimumin, V'var Shchatan, Rebbe Omer Yikavru. Rebbe says, yikavru, which means that ein lahem pidyon, and therefore ish moel achar moel. Chamim yipadu, chamim say, you could redeem them because they are kedusha damim, and you could redeem them, and therefore, of course, ein moel achar moel. Okay, next Mishnah. Natal evan al korash al hekdesh. If a person just picked up, we don't know who this person is right now, just picked up a rock or a beam, something used for building, of hekdesh, hareza lomal. There's no me'ila at that point when you picked it up. But, Netanah l'chaviro, you gave it to another fellow, who ma'al. Then you, the one who gave it to him, are guilty. B'chaviro l'mal, not him. B'na'a b'toch beito, let's say you took it and you built it into your house. Ha'reza l'mal. Ad she'idor tachta b'shava pruta. You have to live underneath that beam or rock for a shava pruta worth of rent. Natal pruta shel hekdesh, let's say you took a pruta of hekdesh, ha'reza l'mal. Netanah l'chaviro, hu ma'al, b'chaviro l'mal. Same thing as we had before. Netanala Balan, let's say you took a coin of Hekdesh and gave it to the bathhouse attendant. Even if you never used it, because the minute you gave it to him, you got a credit for using the merchatz, so you already got the hana'a. Let's say you ate and the other fellow ate. So if there's one item and you get hana from part of it and the other fellow eats it or whatever it is, and together even over a long amount of time, the one limitation is that if it's davarsh yesh bo pkam, there has to be pkam in the same thing. Of course, eating is going to be like that. Okay, maishtahu, maishtah chavero. So why is it that when you picked up the rock, you weren't more? When you gave it to the other guy, you were. And the answer is, and that's why I alluded to in the Mishnah, the guy who's picking it up is the gizbar who's in charge of it. So picking it up is totally within his job. And the minute he gives it to somebody else, instead of using it as he's supposed to, then he has violated, and there's the mi'ilah. But I'm talking about Torah. In the case where you took the beam and built it in the house, why do you have to live under it? Why isn't it immediate? Kevin Nishan Yemal, the minute that you built it in, you've misused it, and the Me'ilah should apply immediately. So, Rav Gonshinichal Piaruba. You know, but the case is that you put it over a skylight, meaning you didn't do any building on it, just laid it there. Kevin Debani Lamiat Mal. So, that means that there really is Me'ilah here. Let me say, Le'le Rav Damarav Mishtachavela Bayit Asaro. Rav says, if you bow down to a house, you've asked it, meaning you could attach that status to Mechubar. And here, when this thing is on top of the aruba, and then you lived underneath it, you violated, because evidently, and we already learned, that Mi'ilah only applies to Talush. You can't compare the two. This will not support Rav. We still may disagree with Rav and Zemishtach HaVelavayit Lo'asaro, because it's Mechubar. But when it comes to Mi'ilah, it's Hana'an Nirit Lainayim, meaning you see the person getting benefit from this thing. It's covering his window, covering his skylight. That's Hana'an. So let me say, perhaps this supports him. Hadar B'Vaychel Hekdesh, Kevachan Enemi Mena Ma'al. If you live in a house of Hekdesh, the minute you got benefit, you got Mi'ilah. So Rosh Lakish, no, Hatam Shiti Shol Basof Pano. That's talking about a case where you're Makdish the material and then you built it. But if you were makdish it after you built it, my lomal, there's no me'ilah. Right? And therefore, that still supports the idea that there is no me'ilah ben mechubar lekarka. So ma'ya, you're right, v'tani hadar right shamara. So why do we have a breita that talks about living in a house that's in a cave? Lomal. Hadar right shalabanim shamanola sofik tisho lomal. Why don't you just pick a simple case, which is, if you live in a house that you were makdish after it was built, lomal. And the answer is Amra Hapsikale, Alba Psikale. The answer is that the cave case is always going to be no Me'ilah, whereas the building sometimes will, sometimes won't, and therefore they don't want to go into those details. We've completed our study of the fifth chapter of Me'ilah, and we have two more podcasts to go to complete the Masechet. In the final podcast, I'll explain about how we're going to deal with the next three Masechetot and the pagination and all in the standard Shas as it's printed. But in the meantime, we will pick it up with the final parak of Me'ilah in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.